The Supreme Court dealt with a disturbing subject today, depictions of animal cruelty. By an 8-1 vote, the court struck down a federal law banning photos, videos, and other images of animal cruelty. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
In 1999, Congress passed a law aimed initially at something called crush videos. These videos of women in high heels crushing small animals like mice and kittens are apparently somehow a sexual fetish. The law, however, has broad language. It makes it a crime to possess or sell any depiction of animal cruelty, specifically the killing, wounding, torturing, or mutilation of an animal, as long as the conduct is illegal in the place where the prosecution is brought. Enter Robert Stevens, a pit bull lover or exploiter, depending on who's telling the story. He did not make any dogfighting films or stage any fights. Instead, he compiled films made by others, films of pit bulls fighting mainly in Japan where it's legal. Stevens sold the films commercially. His critics said he was exploiting dogfighting for profit. He denies that, saying his videos are part of his educational work on the breed.
What you actually see is two dogs wrestling around, because I edited out all that stuff. My genre, what I'm saying, was not to sensationalize and show bloody, gory stuff.
In more than 10 years, Stevens was the only person prosecuted under the animal cruelty law. The Virginia resident was convicted in Pennsylvania and sentenced to 3 years in prison. But today, the Supreme Court threw out his conviction and declared the law unconstitutional. Writing for the 8-member court majority, Chief Justice John Roberts first tackled the government's assertion that a law can ban any category of speech if Congress deems that category not worthy of protection under the First Amendment guarantee of free expression. The government's assertion, said the Chief Justice, is, quote, startling and dangerous. Yes, said Roberts, the court has long held certain categories of speech are not protected by the First Amendment, child pornography, obscenity, and fraud, for instance, but, he said, that does not mean the court has freewheeling authority to declare new categories of speech outside the scope of the First Amendment. In this case, the court went on, Congress used language of such, quote, alarming breadth that it would make it a crime to sell hunting videos in the District of Columbia where hunting is illegal. Whether Congress could in the future write a statute that would be sufficiently targeted at crush videos is a question the court declined to answer, but Wayne Pacelli, president of the Humane Society of the United States, is urging Congress to try.
We really do believe that Congress can find a way to pass a law that forbids illegal acts of animal cruelty and that will pass constitutional muster.
But hunting and fishing enthusiasts like Lori Lee Dovey, executive director of the Professional Outdoor Media Association, are doubtful.
I don't believe there can be, and I think that we must in America rely on our First Amendment rights to speak freely and to discuss things that are not comfortable to discuss. That's what makes us America.
The lone dissenter in today's ruling was Justice Samuel Alito, who charged that the practical effect of the court's ruling would be to legalize a form of depraved entertainment. Today's decision not only struck down a law enacted by Congress, it delivered a rather pointed rebuke to two individuals as well. First, the Obama administration's Solicitor General Elena Kagan, a top contender for the U.S. Supreme Court, whose brief on behalf of the administration was thoroughly repudiated in the strongest terms. Or as Jean Scher, who filed a brief on the other side for the Libertarian Cato Institute, put it, if Kagan supervised the brief she signed,
I would agree that it does seem to raise questions about her judgment.
The other loser was former federal prosecutor Mary Beth Buchanan, now a Republican candidate for Congress in Pennsylvania. Her decision to bring the Stevens case, the court said, was evidence the government could not be trusted to act responsibly. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
And we should note that NPR joined other news organizations in filing a brief in this case. The brief argued that the federal law banning the so-called crush videos and images was unconstitutional. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.